Toad's grasp these computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your call.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Good morning, everybody. I am your host for this hour of technology news, information, and help, Mike Grayo. I always skip right over my name. 421-9325, 421-WFBL if you have a computer question or a problem on this rainy Saturday. Boy, we've had some great weather this spring. We really have, even in light of these bad forecasts that, oh, it's going to rain. And then it didn't all last week, but now it is, and we're here, and it sucks. But Jim with me is Jim McMahon. I'm filling in for Tim Tibbetts, and no one's filling in for me. There's an empty spot where I normally sit. How you doing?
So there'll be none of your jokes this week?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I feel so alone over here.
So they'll just
he's all the way over there.
They'll just be funny jokes this week.
That's because, yeah, oh yeah, because Tim is, he's much funnier than me, actually.
It's actually comfortable in the studio. Three people can fit in this studio. It takes a shoehorn. Well,
yeah.
Four geeks. I mean,
Tim's out sick today. He has a little touch of the flu. Tim, our thoughts are with you. I hope you're feeling better. Eat a big breakfast. That'll always make you feel better when you have the stomach flu.
Yeah. A couple of raw eggs, buddy.
Anything. Hey, what's our feature this week? Well, I had a really bad week. And a lot of bad news going on and stuff like that. And got a lot of questions. So I'm going to run them down this week. All the things that are bugging me in the world of technology. And I'm going to run them down this week. And, of course, it's going to start with Yahoo and China, but your favorite thing for me not to talk about.
Go ahead. I'll tell you what.
We've got our Geek of the Week software pick, our website of the week. A lot of big announcements. I am, balancing my enormously huge, in my own mind, showbiz career between this radio show and commentary across the country and the Geek Break, which actually is turning out to work out really well, and then a big comedy show this week and all kinds of other things. So we got some great announcements there. But now what we're going to do is, since Tim isn't here, Jim and I are going to attempt to do the news together. And Jim, you're going to go first because I'm not ready.
I going first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to go with Spam Fighter Folds Under Attack. A program that we've been touting called Blue Frog was... they shut themselves down this week. Basically, Blue Frog was a program that was set up to spam spammers or attack spammers. So you would sign up for this Blue Frog service if something spammed you or somebody spammed you with unsolicited email. You report it in, and then Blue Frog would either spam them back or attack them or do whatever, man. What eventually happened is the spammers fought back, and they've got decades of experience at slamming users' boxes, and eventually Blue Frog had to give up the ghost and just say, look, I cannot protect you, the user database here. They win, we quit. And so score one for the spammers.
Gone forever?
Forever. They're done. Close the doors. Goodbye. We can't win. They beat us. That's the first time. We have some experience in that when spyware and adware was first coming into the fold. Major Geeks took a stance early on, and much to our detriment. Our servers were pounded, our accounts were pounded, everything was just attacked. There were programs put out there that literally blocked us off the internet. If you installed this program, and some popular ones that people would know, it would literally block Major Geek, so you could no longer get there, so you couldn't remove this stuff. So we understand and feel for these guys, and understand why they had so much trouble. But feel bad they had to quit. But there you go, Blue Frog is gone. So. We'll stop touting that one.
Yeah, sad to see that. I think our only protection between the spammers and your PC or your servers, unfortunately, is going to be the government, and they're not really going to do an awful lot. Unless you're in China, then nothing gets through. All right, next story, moving on. Dell opts for AMD Opteron chip. Many people may not be aware of this, but Dell has been exclusively an Intel box in an Intel company in terms of what processor they use in all their products for many, many years, and they are no longer exclusively Intel. Dell has agreed to use AMD's Opteron chip in its multiprocessor servers by the end of the year, ending, that, of course, that long-standing policy of sticking exclusively with Intel. Now, why are they doing this? Well, dual-core chips, multiprocessor chips, which work better. Tim, if he's listening, he can tell you, because I think he got one of the first dual-core Intels, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And it didn't work out too well.
It didn't work real well. He's still trying to hyper-thread. Yeah, that didn't work real good.
AMD's multiprocessors work great. They're great for servers in particular. I switched over to them recently for precisely the same reason. People want extra performance. It's a lot less expensive to do it on, it's two processors in one. You drop it on there, you double the RAM in the machine, you've got a computer that processes your data, total throughput twice as fast or better, as long as your hard drives are reasonably high speed, you got a good cache in the machine, and you save at least on a typical server $1,000 in cost. Far less expensive.
Instead of going with the actual two processors, I've been using the 4800 now since Christmas time, and it's an awesome chip.
Yep,
it's a dual core chip. The one thing I would recommend is if a user out there is going to get one, go out, pick up this month's Maximum PC magazine. They've got a couple of tips and tweaks on how to manage a dual core. A couple of registry hacks and that sort of thing to make things a little smoother, a little more operating system happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I love them. Go get them.
Now, and moving on to the next story. Well, to follow up on that, tastes great, more filling, or less filling. Excuse me.
Tastes great, more filling.
That's a joke I do about something else, sorry. Tastes great, less filling. That's the philosophy here. AMD has a better product, it works better, and it costs a lot less. Yeah. So why wouldn't you buy it?
And they have for years.
Yeah. They really Intel, retook them in terms of overall performance in the single processor PC for a very brief period, a little over a year or two ago. And that's it. AMD has outperformed Intel consistently, and now they're creeping into the server market and outperforming them there. And AMD wasn't even after the server market, but their boards and their processors outperform servers, so Intel servers, so why wouldn't you use them?
Yeah, really, that was the big knock with AMD was, getting boards to work with it and some sort of things. But when they came out with the Enforce board, which isn't technically an AMD board but an AMD spec board, the Enforce boards with single set of drivers, single point of contact, these things smoke, and they're just easy.
Now, anything else you got on the news there?
Sure.
Go.
Symantec sues Microsoft to stop Vista. And it's not for antivirus. I thought it was going to be. The company claims that Microsoft wrongfully is using the Veritas storage technology in its next version of Windows. And Symantec has filed an injunction with the court to stop the development of Windows Vista, and also to remove the Veritas technology from Windows XP, Windows Server 2003, Vista, and Longhorn server products. So that's kind of interesting. Symantec firing another shot over Microsoft's bow this week.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out. I haven't really looked into. I've looked into the story, but I haven't been able to find anywhere where it really says, you know, on Discovery, if they're going to find that they are actually using that technology or if they've developed it independently and it's just a simple copyright infringement, but developed independently, or if it is enough different that it can stand on its own. So I don't know the answer to that.
Well, apparently Microsoft went into an agreement with Veritas in 1996,
mm-hmm.
but Symantec bought Veritas in 2001.
Okay, well, so and does that null and void all the contracts?
Right, so they're coming back and saying, well, wait a minute, you know, this wasn't a lifetime agreement. It was only for Windows NT that you could use this software, and it wasn't licensed for 2000, 2003, XP, and so on and so forth. So they're just looking to get a couple extra bucks.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out. I know if Microsoft decides to challenge them and there's a question of fact, I'm no attorney, but then Symantec's going to have to post a great big bond to get the injunction that mm-hmm. they want. In other words, put up a big pile of cash that they could lose. And I don't think that they're going to do that. I think this is a lot of negotiating or posturing to get some money.
If you can't beat them, take a commission.
Right, there you go. The other big story, the biggest story this week, but we're going to do it after the break because it is one of my pet peeves. It's actually my first one. Microsoft, set your systems for Vista is the headline. Microsoft wants you to get ready for Vista now. My question is, why?
Why?
I want to know when this thing's going to come about. They act like it's ready there. If you go onto their website, Vista, download this, do this. Wait. You can't even buy the product yet. What are you doing? It looks like all their marketing's in place, as usual, but there's one thing missing, a key component, and that's, well, the product. So I'm trying to understand what they're doing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more rants and raves from two lunatics. Well, one. And one guy keeping me in line.
The lunatic and the maniac.
Here we go. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's The Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the Computer Outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Look at that computer. 421-9325, 421-WFBL. I'm your host, Mike Grayo. Tim Tibbetts is out. Jim McMahon's here. Gus is pushing the buttons and taking your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFBL.
What calls? There haven't been any calls yet.
No, there haven't.
No.
Thanks for reminding me. I appreciate that very much. 421-9325. 421-WFBL. I've got a lot of emails. And you know, maybe that's what I ought to do. When I get these emails with all these computer questions, I should just call the show. Call the show. That's
call
how I should answer
yeah.
them all.
Yeah.
So we know people are out there, certainly. We were talking about rants and raves, Vista, what gives, when will it be done, why does Microsoft act like you can buy it tomorrow? If you go out to their website, you will see, if you go to the Vista part, it looks like it's a settled product with updates and, you know, downloads, and it's not. I issued a press release. I'm reporting from CNET. Microsoft is still working to finish Windows Vista, but the company wants consumers to get ready for it now. So the company kicked off a campaign aimed at helping customers prepare for the new operating system. It sounds like some religious event or something, some cataclysm. What are they talking about?
Prepare for the coming of Vista.
Yeah. It's set for a mainstream launch in January. And the last time I checked the calendar, that's over 6 months away. So I'm trying to understand what they're doing. As expected, Microsoft gave details about the two programs. The Vista-capable program allows machines to meet a minimum set of requirements and to tout themselves to be able to run the new Windows system. Computer makers need to meet those higher system requirements so that they can say that they're, I think the term they're using is premium ready. Primo ready, premium ready, something like that.
Vistable.
Yeah, I guess.
My machine's Vistable.
You know, and in any one of these press releases, you always get a quote, and that's the part I like. Here's the quote. There's really no reason to wait until the launch of Windows Vista to start shopping for a PC that can deliver a great Windows Vista experience, or to start thinking about upgrading your current PC to Windows Vista. Hey, yeah. Here's the concept. You know, people are always worried about buying a computer that is going to become outdated before, you know, right after they buy it, the brown banana.
Right.
Now these guys want you to buy the brown banana before the banana is even available for sale.
They want you to buy the peel.
Right. So you buy the computer that can run Vista, and you're waiting for Vista, and when Vista comes out, there's 50 other models of computers that are half the price and twice as good that will run Vista, but you're ready. So you don't have to wait that extra one day. Oh, no, you do, because now you're going to have to buy Vista and install it on your computer, which is going to take you 4 or 5 days, instead of buying a computer that has Vista already on it. Microsoft, listen, if you're listening to me, because you should, because I know a lot more about this stuff than you do.
Bill's a big
right.
fan.
Yeah. you need to listen to me. Don't try to sell your product before it's available. Haven't you learned your lesson? Do two things. Get your product ready for market and focus on that, and stop hyping the product until it's ready to go. And the second thing is, settle with those poor guys at Symantec, because they're going to be out of business anyway. Hey, one of my other rants is DVRs. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bruce in Syracuse. He's got a question about DVRs. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the Technology Geeks.
Hi, Mike. One of your segments, you know, your two-minute segments during the week on radio, I heard part of something you were talking about DVRs. There's going to be some restrictions. I'd be very interested to hear more about that.
Sure. Well, if you were aware of this, and I reported this for over a year, last July, there was a law that was to go into effect, instituted by Congress and signed by the President, that said, hey, by a certain date, if you provide digital video recording capabilities, either through tape or disc or hard drive recording, you need to have a device that can be controlled by the content provider. Essentially, your satellite or cable company, or even the publishers of the media, like your DVD or whatever, and that technology that had to be built in there would or could have the capability of preventing you from doing things like, oh, recording certain shows that were like pay-per-view, or if you recorded them, they would only stay on your DVR for so many days, or you could use them only so many times. Sounds like the iPad almost, you know.
Yeah.
So that was the law that was put into place. There's a lot more to it than that, but essentially the Supreme Court knocked it down before it had a chance to be enacted, saying that it was too restrictive and conflicted with a person's right, you and I's right to you and I. That's good grammar.
Yeah.
You and I's, that's even worse.
I thought that was Latin.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. To conflict with our right to, why didn't I think of that first? To conflict with our right to,
because it's 10 a.m., that's why you didn't think of it.
For fair use of this media. In other words, if you buy media, rent media, subscribe to media, you have the right to use it the way you want to use it.
Right.
And they said, okay, we'll allow, you know, courts have allowed some restrictions on that, but only to protect the content providers, not to limit your use of that content. So the Supreme Court struck that down. But here's what's happening now. First of all, DVRs, and this drives me crazy. I used to have Dish Network, for example. Very good company. Like them a lot. They didn't provide enough high-definition content, so I switched to Time Warner. They gave you a DVR. You had to pay for it. They had a great deal. Usually you pay $50 for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you didn't have to pay to use it. You just used it whenever you wanted, however you wanted. Now, not only do you have to buy the DVR, you have to pay a monthly fee to use it. Cable company, same thing. You got to pay a monthly fee to use your DVR from the cable company. It's incredible to me that they would permit you to do this. And now these companies are still, without the force of law behind them, they're trying to control whether you can fast forward, what you can record. TiVo, for example, which is in serious trouble because people stop purchasing their products for this mm-hmm. reason, are doing this. But the main content providers, Bruce, that's what they're trying to do to you. They're trying to limit the use of your technology for the digital video recorder, CDs, things like that.
Yeah, that's why they don't put DVD recorders in Time Warner's boxes. It's very easy to transfer the information to a DVD. It's just a hard drive in there. But they don't let you do that so you can move it to another media. That way you have to get another box or whatever.
Yeah. You know, well, yeah, it's actually on the menu to send it to a drop it to a VCR.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work very well.
Yeah, good luck trying to cable that one. I was playing that the other day.
Oh. Well, I can copy onto DVDs or VCR or, from any movie that I'm programming.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to copy.
With an external device, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have a VCR that I can copy anything that I pre-taped. And you can put it on a tape or you can put it on a CD.
Yeah, I really like that capability.
Yeah, it's very easy to do. But the only reason I have a DVR is because I won't watch commercials. If they restrict that, the DVR is worthless.
Well, and here's what happened. TiVo was going to, in fact, they had this in some markets, where when you fast forward it, you can only fast forward at a certain speed and nothing below that speed or above that speed. And then you would get like an icon on your screen for whatever product that was. So you'd see a big bottle of Pepsi or whatever. And very, very frustrating to me.
Yeah.
I always slow down during the McDonald's commercials anyway, I don't know what they're complaining about. But it is frustrating. Like, to put it in human terms for our listeners out there, I record 24. Because when that clock goes off, there's a 3-minute, like I've gotten withdrawal symptoms. I got to watch the rest. What just happened? So I record it. I could get all the frustration out of the way in advance. I record the whole show, or at least the first 20 minutes, so then I can skip all the commercials. Well, they're going to try to prevent you from doing that, and you can see it happening soon. My advice to you is to complain to your content providers. Just don't support those products. Hmm. You know, if you're going to make me use a DVR, you know what? Go out and buy your own DVR.
Or
buy
make your own.
Entertainment PC. Yeah, Maximum PC teaches you how to do that. Mm-hmm. Or you can buy a multimedia PC, plug it into a regular digital cable box, or high-definition box for that matter, and record your own content. I put systems in like that for people.
Yeah.
They're high-end systems, but they work very, very well.
There are ways of getting around it.
That brings me to another one of my pet peeves, is because people are fast-forwarding through commercials, we now have television pop-ups, and it's driving me nuts.
In the corner,
and now along the bottom, and every 3 seconds you got something, and they put it over the content that you're trying to watch. For example, if you're watching CNBC, the stock market ticker is down on the bottom,
and you've got the
branding for the station and this pop up and what's on next and when you're going to see Mad Money or whatever. Absolutely drive me insane. So people, stop fast forwarding through the commercials. Go get a sandwich.
I don't agree. Stop. Fast forward all you want.
Yeah,
we'll duke it out.
I mean, that's what they're gonna do. I mean, if you're between 18 and 34 and you're sitting in front of a TV, they're gonna find a way to get in front of you. One way or the other.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Yeah, Bruce, this would have happened already if not for the Supreme Court stepping in. Now they're just going to try to cram it down your throat, and I don't know that our lawmakers are going to be all that in favor of helping us overcome this, because they're the ones that passed along the first place. Right. They're the ones that passed along in the first place. So we're really going to have to use supply and demand in the marketplace to really make this happen. If you start getting these DVRs, people just need to soundly reject them and say, I'm not going to do it. I think it's going to be tough. You know, cable now, you know, you have the DVR. It's great. I love it. I mean,
I do too.
I record shows all the time and then watch them whenever I feel like watching them, and I skip the commercials. And if they take that ability away from me, you know, it's hard to take something away from somebody that you've already given them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may just charge us more for it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
All right, so long for now. 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. That was rant number two. Let's see, what did we get out of? Did we accomplish anything? We've cured a disease today,
yeah.
I think. Now, we took care of Vista. What the heck is going on with Vista? We took care of the DVR, which was my last thing on the list. Coming up, we're going to talk about Yahoo in China, which I'm actually Yahooing about because something's actually being done about it now. And some things about stores and standard configurations of PCs that really drive me crazy. And also why people buy software that they can get for free. That's all coming up, as well as our website of the week, Geek of the Week Software Pick, our announcements, and, of course, your calls at 421-9325-421-WFBL.
The technology geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the technology geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft, going to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Has spyware got your computer running slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter? Does your computer have so many viruses that you need a tetanus shot just to touch it? Is working on your computer so frustrating that you call the suicide hotline every time you check your email? Cheer up, because it's Rent-A-Nerd to the rescue! Rent-A-Nerd can fix any computer problem for just $89. For just $89 plus the cost of parts, they'll come to your home or office and eliminate your computer problems. Don't despair. Call Rent-A-Nerd 454-5611. That's 454-5611 for Rent-A-Nerd.
Well, I bought it up from Windows Home in China. We are back. Are we back? Do I have the mic? Is the mic on? It is.
Yes, we are on.
Okay. We are back for the exciting second half of Major Geeks. Excuse me while I yawn. Technology Geeks. Your calls, 421-9325-42-WFBL. We were talking about rants, things that bug us, bug me, bug you, about software. During the break, I've got Jim McMahon, or is it Jim Tibbetts and Tim McMahon? McTibbetts.
To Jim. To Jim.
Tim is out feeling, not feeling too well. Jim is sleepy, like me. I had rehearsal until like 1 o'clock in the morning. It was awful.
I was sleeping on the kitchen floor with my dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, your wife must love you.
Yeah.
Is that the smell I'm smelling right now?
Yeah, that's the smell. Poor buddy's got one of my dogs is sick, and he can't walk around real well. He's got to be helped out and that sort of thing. So I've been up all night.
Up with the dog. Yeah. Hey, Vista, you had mentioned one other thing about Vista, a lot of the new features you can get right on MajorGeeks.com, right?
Yeah, I was talking about it. At this point, when they first came out with Vista, it was like the cure-all to everything, and now they've been trimming back features and stuff. But really, all the stuff that they're putting into Vista now, or saying it's going to be in Vista, has been readily available as freeware forever. I mean, since Tim and I were doing tweakfiles.com, so you're going back 5-6 years
mm-hmm.
with the, you know, the 3D interface, the better backup systems, the improvements to the OS. Sometime, you know, not this week, but maybe in the next couple of weeks, I'll put up a page on how to make your own Vista.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be kind of neat. But, I mean, it's all out there. You can download the freeware right now and make it. I mean, they're just copying what's already been done.
Stealing, I think that is. That's where the lawsuits usually come from.
The art of originality is concealing your source, Michael.
There you go.
I believe that's Bill Gates' motto.
421-9325, 421-WFBL, if you have a question or comment. Couple other things. We've, you know, beat China to death here about in Yahoo search engine, Google to a lesser extent, Yahoo to a much larger extent. They're actually helping the Chinese jail dissidents by giving them information. They say, as do Tim and Jim, that, well, they're just following the law. Oh, that's good. No matter how unjust the law is, I guess you have to obey it. But I'm being sarcastic. But I'm actually happy about the progress that's been made now. Yahoo is being exposed. Major television shows, news shows like John Stossel's done mm-hmm. something on it. Some major exposés have been done about it. Big write-ups in newspapers like the New York Times have been written up. And more importantly, now Congress has decided, they looked into this briefly before, now they're going to look into it a lot more closely. U.S. companies should not be supporting human rights violations in other parts of the world. It's that simple. If the argument is, hey, we want a corporation to come in and, oh, well, U.S. corporations can do good in the world because by being there and having a presence there, we, you know, increase jobs and provide, you know, our philosophies of freedom
export,
and all of that.
Export our philosophy.
Right. Right. But that's not happening here. And what's happening is to make a buck, we're forced to conform to one of the most repressive countries in the entire world.
Well yeah. I don't agree. Don't get me wrong. I don't agree with the philosophy. I mean, you know, I understand.
No, I was just being sarcastic.
Yeah. But if you're going to do business in China, you have to do business as China does. And if somebody is Chinese, they have to conform to the laws of China. Just as we as Americans have to conform to our laws. There's a lot of laws that I think are unjust, but I have to conform to them.
Right, but the difference is we have a way to change our society,
right,
our structure, and our laws, either through legal means or through civil disobedience, which is also legal here.
Yeah, which we need more of.
You don't have that in China.
Not
so
yet,
they have no avenue for change.
You know,
none.
The Communist Party was close to coming down at Tiananmen Square. They won.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about brutal people.
At
Tiananmen Square, the students that were killed, The Chinese government billed the family for the bullets. If they had to shoot your kid, they billed you for the bullet. That's tough. So we're dealing with...
And in America, we could just say, I ain't paying that.
Yeah, I'm not paying that. Yeah, come after me. But you're dealing with something like that. You have to start someplace. And I don't think there's a better way to start, better place to start than the Internet, which is the exchange of ideas. Sure, you know, some people are going to get caught doing things that the Chinese government doesn't want them to
but
do.
Yahoo, but Yahoo is actively helping them put people in jail, now dozens of people in jail because of Yahoo. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Any way you look at it. We don't need to, you know, how much money do you need that's what you have to do to make a
buck? But here in the United States, Yahoo is putting people in jail. I mean, they have to, if our government calls them up and says, I need these records for somebody who's doing X, Y, and Z, they've got to give it to them. You know, they're
as long as there's a warrant,
yeah,
and it's been seen by a judge. In other words,
right,
our due process, is far less. Well, I'm not saying it's completely uncorrupt, but far less corrupt.
Yeah, it does. You know, Yahoo is conforming to the due process of China. I understand the philosophy. I don't necessarily agree.
That flies in the face of simple human rights, basic human rights, and that's what I say is wrong with it.
But
you can't say I'm obeying the law, so therefore I'm innocent. I just can't. I just don't buy that.
But the only way into China is to make some concession, and you're better off having some concession with a footprint than no footprint whatsoever. You know, you have a billion people in China. You have, what, a few thousand that are ruling them. Those billion people could take over no problem if they believed they could, if they understood they could, if they thought that there was a better way.
Well, let's hope something changes there. Our Congress will be looking into this, and, you know, I hope that, you know, it is an embarrassing thing to be involved. Yeah. You know, it's hypocritical. Not that hypocrisy and lack of justice don't occur every day, because they do. But I think in the world of technology has been reasonably politically neutral, and now it's at the forefront of human rights. And you know, I'd rather we be back in the background where we belong.
Well, I've always been of the opinion that China is our major competitor. I mean, we look other ways in places in the world with the Cold War, and you know, right now we have terrorism, Middle East, and oil is a big problem. But when it comes down to it, China is our major competitor, and they're beating us in a lot of areas. The only place where we can compete and beat them right now because of our governmental philosophies is in the arena of ideas, and we need to be able to export that to the people. And so, you know, that's why, you know, I don't agree with what Yahoo's doing, but I can accept it to a point in order that we have a footprint there.
Okay. 421-9325, 421-WFPL, if you want to get involved in the conversation. Hey, what's next on the list here? Well, we've got Geek of the Week Software Pick, Website of the Week, and announcements, but right now let's switch to the new couple of other pet peeves. These are a little more on the lighter side. The first question is, why do they still ship computers without enough RAM in them to run the operating system, darn it? And why do they ship without anti-spyware and antivirus built in? And I mean the full versions, not some trial period that you got to pay for later.
And why do they ship with 500 products pre-installed in startup that you don't need, want, or would ever want to purchase? You know, oh, my God, I totally agree with that. The RAM thing is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, standard machines are shipping with 256 megs of RAM. That's enough to turn the computer on, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't ever buy it that way. Keep that in mind. You know, the same philosophy goes for digital cameras. You buy a digital camera, it can take 8 pictures. But you know it can take 8 pictures. The person selling you the computer says you got to buy a memory chip. We tell you on the show that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But when you buy a computer, oh, yep, it's all set. It's got Microsoft Office on it, blah, 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 blah. It's loaded up. You try to put Word on, and you're waiting 4 minutes for it to load. And then the other thing is it does, it thrashes your hard drive,
yeah,
which causes your hard drive to wear out in a matter of months sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you're heavy, you know, if you're buying it for desktop publishing, you know, to do flyers and things like that, you're in trouble. That machine's going to break pretty soon.
You can actually hear the mice turning the wheel.
Exactly. So it drives me absolutely insane. So if you have if you're shopping for a computer, make sure it has enough RAM in it, and make sure your antivirus and anti-spyware software that are on there are yours to keep forever. And if you have to pay a subscription, at least know that going in before you make the purchase. In other words, if you get a computer that's $399 advertised on TV from the cow company or Dell or, you know, one of those places, realize that it's probably not going to work all that great.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, and they look at, oh, it's a 2.8 gigahertz processor. Wow. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's stripped down, so it's like a flying gas can. It's got nothing else in it but that processor, you know. It's, you know, it's like driving a car without any windows. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a pun.
Yeah, there's a mental image. Yeah, the other thing with RAM, too, that a lot of the manufacturers do drive me nuts is they put single sticks of DDR RAM in.
Oh.
Which, you know, it's a cost-saving thing. So not only do they under-RAM you, but they're cutting the bus speed in half. The latest RAM is called DDR RAM or double data rate, and in order to reach their maximum speed, you need two sticks. If you only have one stick, it's only going at half the rate.
Yep.
So you're underpowered and undermanned to start with. So just,
but you got it for $299.
But you got it for $299.
You would have been better off buying a loaded, used Pentium 3 computer than buying that brand new Celeron does nothing, loaded with all kinds of software that you probably have to subscribe to later. And that brings up the next point. Why do people pay for software that they can get for free? The best antivirus software is provided, or anti-spyware is provided by Microsoft, at least through many independent rating companies. Not that there isn't other good stuff out there. But also coming up in second and third place are a couple of other free programs. pest patrols for pay,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the top ones, but most of them are free. Antivirus, a little more debate going on there, but still generally the same situation. Firewalls built into your operating system. And then when you get involved in problems with your computer, you go out and you buy these cleaning tools. Well, CCleaner is every bit as good as those.
Mm-hmm.
Registry, there's a registry repair program that I have seen in more businesses now than any other software I've seen, and it's expensive. It's like $300 and something. And CCleaner has a registry repair tool that's better.
Well,
it works better. It's easier to use.
Or JV16's registry tool, although the interface is a little confusing.
A little confusing,
yeah.
too. So,
but that's awesome, and that's free as well. Yeah.
So those are my rants. I mean, it just drives me crazy to see those things happening, and when you're buying a computer, I don't want to turn this into how to buy a computer advice because we do that a couple times a year already, but be aware that the people shipping the computers and selling the computers to you, they really, in general, I found this to be true, they don't have the right packages put together, with a couple of exceptions. E-Machines, which is one of the less expensive computers, and I'm not trying to plug them, I think they were bought out by Gateway anyway, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were. But E-Machines, best example, they would never consider shipping a computer with 256 megs of RAM. At least I don't recall ever seeing a configuration like that. Now, they may have them now.
There's nothing worse than looking online, finding a new computer, buying a new computer. You wait, you get it, you set it up, and then it takes 10 hours to boot. There's no worse feeling than that. You know, so why not just, you know, pony up the extra $50, Dell, and put in a stick of RAM. You know,
but yeah, don't try to sell it for $299 and expect. And I get that all the time. Well, can you give me a configuration? I'm not in the hardware business. If somebody wants to buy equipment, typically I'll give them advice on the configuration, then go get the equipment themselves. But they go, well, gee, you know, you're telling me to pay $800 for this machine when I can get it almost the same thing at Dell for $299. I said, okay, well, let's switch that almost. I got a flat panel monitor because that's what you wanted. That says flat CRT.
Oh.
Okay, so let's start there. There's $150. And then it's got 256 megs of RAM, and I think you need a gigabyte because of what you want to do. But let's split the difference, and we'll put it at 512. Okay, now you got a Celeron processor. Doesn't do anything. Okay, I'm not picking on the Celeron, but we'll go with the AMD. Hey, you even saved $30 there. Okay, and by the time I'm all done building up that Dell, hey, look at it, it's the same price. Wow. There's no free lunch when you buy a computer, typically. So know what the bare minimums are, please, and assume the worst case when you're buying a pre-configured computer. It probably is, if it's a great price, it's because they sacrificed something somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's video motion and you're using it to play Java games and use Office, so what? And if you're using it generally for business use, that's great. But typically, they cut corners on the processor and the RAM and the video card. Enough said, right? Do we have to take our last
break? I think so, yes.
You know, do we have to take our last break?
Yes.
Okay. That's the dead air I was hoping for. We'll take our last break. When we come back, we'll have more of your calls, 421-9325. 421-WFBL is the number to call. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. I got to hurry before Gus cuts me off. Right here on Talk Radio 1390 WF.
Call The Technology Geeks now at 00111000100.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The Computer Outlet Service Department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The Computer Outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Does your business technology strategy consist of daily computer emergencies? Are you dealing with spyware, spam, viruses, and computer breakdowns rather than paying attention to your business? Call the professionals at Rent-A-Nerd at 451-5611. With over 25 years of experience, Rent-A-Nerd will devise a technology strategy that works for you. Stop wasting your money on endless repairs and make an investment in technology. Call Rent-A-Nerd today at 454-5611. Rent-A-Nerd. Funny name? Maybe. Professional results? Absolutely.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
We are back. Gus cut me off there a little bit. I got done slapping him around. And now ready for the last exciting 10 minutes. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. We had a caller ask about the computer outlet, their new Liverpool location. They are located on Henry Clay Boulevard, Electronics Parkway. You know, rather than give you the address, it's easier to give you directions. They're right where Electronics Parkway meets Old Liverpool Road. If you're going down Electronics Parkway on the right-hand side, there's a little office building that has a couple of storefronts in it, and it's got like a little roof on it. It's behind where I think Gino and Joe's Pizza or some. It's another pizza shop. It's right across the street from Vicky's Tasty Treats. See, I'm going with all the food tie-ins. And then Eckerd Drugs is also there. So it's right in that area, computer outlet in Liverpool, a great location. It's a beautiful store. They this is something that impresses me about them as a business. If you ever need your computer fixed, you go to the big places like CompUSA, Best Buy, and I'm not trying to knock them. The papers and the courts are doing a good job of that without my help.
They don't need you.
On the repair side, you know, everybody wants to get into the repair. Staples is now offering to repair your computer, come to your house and repair your computer. So very, very surprising development. All these big chains. And you would think that computer stores would be, local ones would be driven out of business, and many have all over the country. But Computer Outlet must have the right formula because he's expanding. He went from one store to two stores to now three stores, plus he has field service people to come on site. So it's just it's the exact opposite of what you would expect from them, you know, from a local computer store. And like I say, they, one of the best places to either buy a computer, new or used. They sell Dell right there in the store at the same or better than price than you could get from Dell directly. And he can deal with a person. They're an authorized Dell reseller. They're an authorized Dell repair center. So you don't have to do the mail order thing if you don't like it and still get a Dell product.
Mm-hmm.
They sell AMDs and Athlons. They're very big into that kind of stuff as well. Great store. And I didn't mean to do a commercial for him, but that's where they're located, and in a second, I will give you their phone number. I'm just waiting for some information to come up on my screen that I loaded, because I don't have enough RAM in my laptop. I just bought it, you know, and I didn't check what the configuration was. Or okay, let's get the announcements out of the way. There's a big, huge, giant comedy show this Thursday, May 25th. At 8 p.m. at the Palace Theater. That's in Eastwood, right at James Street, right at the top of the hill. It's a completely remodeled theater. It's one of those old theater palaces. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why they call it the Palace.
The Palace, oddly enough.
A lot like people call, you know, compare it to the Landmark. This place is smaller, but more beautiful. I mean, they
more palatial.
Oh, it's gorgeous, yeah. And inlaid wood, and it's a little more Art Deco-y. It's a little newer, but it's still, you know, one of the from the golden age of cinema. There is a big show there. If you remember the old Viva Debris Comedy Club, starring Joe DeLion, who was the owner there. He left town. He's a national headliner. He's coming back one night only this Thursday. Tickets are only $10. Write this number down, 516-0072. He is hosting the, or headlining, the Sierra Miss That's Funny Comedy Search Finals. We have filtered through comedians from as far away as Buffalo and Rochester, Utica, Albany, Syracuse, north and south we haven't gone to because we make fun of those people.
Yeah.
So, but no, I don't mean that. Not really.
Literally.
But we have seven finalists that we filtered through dozens and dozens of comedians, and these guys are hysterical. One of the more interesting stories is this Adam Schaff. He's 17 years old. And he, in the preliminary rounds, he's definitely in the top half of the finalists in terms of how funny the judges thought he was and everything, 17 years old. If you want to see a future superstar, I would go to the show, because there's very little doubt that if this guy pursues acting or comedy as a career, he's going to be successful. He's like a young Woody Allen. The guy's amazing. He's very, very amazing. Also... Again, that's Thursday, 516-0072 is the ticket hotline. I will be starring, that's right, starring in the production of All in This a Family, the Don's Big Birthday Celebration. I'm at the Don. And it's a dinner theater show at Cucina di Amore at Bayberry Plaza in Liverpool. It starts Friday, the 26th and the 27th, two nights only, and then we're going to bring the show back later in the summer. 622-9402 is it the number to call for reservations. It's a great show, and I am very fat and funny, so you don't want to miss that.
I gotta see that.
Oh, it's a funny, funny show. Just my broken English alone, which is my first language, by the way. So
broken English?
Yeah. So absolutely, I was raised in an Italian household. So it's it's a really sad. It is. It's a funny play. It's about a Chicago crime family in the 50s, and it's the Don's birthday, and somebody dies, and you got to guess who it is. It's a mystery dinner theater thing.
It's a very fun.
Oh, it's very funny. Geek of the Week software pick. We got just enough time to get to that. What is it?
Just as my laptop went into hibernation mode.
How much RAM you got in there?
I got this one's got a gig, actually. We're going to go with one of the coolest pieces of software I've put up in a long time. It's in the at MajorGeeks.com under the toys section. It's called Stellarium, and it is a 3D OpenGL planetarium for your computer. Very cool, very well done, and it's freeware. It's a good-sized download, 19.1 meg. But what you can do with this, it has a 120,000 stars cataloged.
Cool.
You can look at it from the Earth, like sitting down, like in a field over trees, and it'll plot out the constellations for you. Or you can actually go up into the Milky Way and that sort of thing. Very neat little interface, very easy to use. And again, it's OpenGL 3D, so the visualizations is just insane. And, it's for a piece of freeware, it's just amazing. It's called Stellarium. And, again, it's underneath the toys section. That's Stellarium.
So this is something where you could, you know, put in the date and time and where you are in the country, your latitude, longitudes, minutes, and seconds, and look at the sky so you can help for telescope spotting, things like that.
Absolutely.
That's very, very cool.
And map things out and, figure, and it puts... You can either look at it with the constellations on or with the constellations off, so you can just see the night sky. Right. It's just really great.
I wish you could do that in real life, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Computer Outlet's phone number, 451-1937, 451-1937. And we did have our Geek of the Week website, silly website. It was yuckles.com. But, Gus, you had another one?
Yeah. It seems that you guys are really peeved about PCs today, so I suggest, and I know a lot of you people out there who want to beat up your PC, well, now you get the chance. I found a game online called Beat Up Your PC. posted on the website, funny-games.biz.
Okay, and we'll get that posted on the website as soon as Tim is healthy. Podcast will be up soon. Don't want to miss that. Thanks for calling. Thanks for stopping in. And next week's Steinpunk week. So, so long for now.
Adios.
Talk Radio 1390, WFBL, Syracuse. The more you listen, the more you know.